This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas 8:15
now, and we're joined by Ronald Surpass, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, consultant to many departments. You'll see him on TV and national TV occasionally as an expert, a consultant that they contact to weigh in on different matters, and we're lucky enough to have him every Wednesday here to talk about stuff with us. Morning, Chief. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and you are the largest elf on a shelf ever. If you were to be an elf on a shelf, we need a bigger shelf.
That's right. Having to move me.
6'11", what are you, 6'12"? How tall are you? 6'14"?
I was 6'11 when I started as a chief, but they beat me down to 6'5".
Okay. Let's talk about SEER levels and what's going on there with the federal government and the ratings and threat level, et cetera. What does all that mean?
It levels out. It gives you a sense of how much support the federal government will give after there's been an assessment that there's significant risk that's not usual. That's a lot of words to say you would be able to access additional resources from the Department of Homeland Security. I know it's a bugaboo, but you would get additional resources from National Guard. You would get additional resources from other local law enforcement agencies as you build the pyramid back down to local. Here in New Orleans, we have these events so frequently, the systems and the muscles are well practiced. But there's one thing to remember. Every time you have a successful event, you do an after action. And in that after action, yet to this day, I've never seen one where we didn't learn something. We could have done that different, or we could have done that better. One of the things about doing so many events in New Orleans is there's a little bit of malaise that can step in because, well, the streets don't change. You know, Girard is still Girard. This one's still this one. But what changes is the tempo and flow of the crowd that's coming in. Sometimes a Mardi Gras will be smaller than larger, and other times it'll be expansive. So you got to be on the fly. You also want to learn what were the best techniques of rotating officers to protect them for wellness, to make sure they're not getting too exhausted. And what's the best way to learn from what happened last time to not make the same errors, if any, the next time?
So when it comes to your experience as a chief criminologist, all this stuff, and your PhD and all the training and education you have, how concerned are you of a copycat-like event for New Year's Eve this year?
I think you always are going to be considering that, right? I mean, there's no question that you can't have, 100,000 people interacting with one another, and the police will be able to control every single interaction. Things can certainly happen. A key piece to that is visibility, high-level visibility. You may remember when I was chief, We instructed that all the officers wear the high visibility yellow jackets. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they still do or they don't. I mean, they should if they're not, and if they are, that's great. Because people see a visible presence, it makes them a bit more calm. Secondly, they know who to go to if a problem is starting to break out. Third, Tommy, I love to talk about, I rode a horse on Bourbon Street during Mardi Gras for several Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. The reason we have horses is because their visibility. People can see the horse. They can see where protection is. They can see where help is. And also the officers at a very high level, and they can see into the crowd. Issue here is the more visibility of police you have, it sends a bit of a message into a crowd. But more importantly, if something was to go, if things were starting to get heated between people, you can turn and say, oh, there's the police right there. I see that bright yellow vest. That must be them. Let's get them over here and see if they can help us. All those things are really small things, but they're all very impactful things.
So just as a layman, it seems to me this guy sensed a weakness, did some planning. I'm talking about the Bourbon Street attacker, and mm-hmm. I'm in no way trying to minimize this at all. But he sensed a weakness and attacked and killed these people. But when it comes to this year, is the city better prepared for it? And I presume they will have, I don't know what you would do, because, Chief, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back, because this is a kind of complicated situation here. I don't know how you make every street in the French Quarter safe on New Year's Eve. When you talk about copycats, there always could be something like that. You can block off the major entrances. If you were Chief, what would you do? I'll pose it that way when we come back. 820 Traffic Now, WWL.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Christmas Eve, talking to Ronald Surpass, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, Dr. Ronald Surpass, who has a PhD. So, Chief, let me just tell you my side of it, okay? The way I look at it is, this nut job had an idea, this fanatic had an idea to commit a terrorist attack, and he did on New Year's Eve last year, or early New Year's Day. Between then and now, I don't know what's really changed. We had all these conversations about archer barriers and this type of barrier and that type of barrier and studies and everything else. But has anything really substantially changed, and what can the city do other than maybe block off some main thoroughfares? Your thoughts?
Well, I think if your perception, because you're in the news media ecosystem every day, and I'm on the outside looking in, it doesn't appear that the city of New Orleans, the mayor's office, has called together a public event to talk about what are we going to do different this year than last year. You may recall, we did two Super Bowls when I was chief. We did several major events, and every time Mayor Melandrew or Mayor Morial, we would have events with the public to say, here are the things we're going to be doing. We're wanting you to help us look at what's going on in case you see things, a surveillance question, if you will. Mm-hmm. We're going to have offices in places where we might not have had them last year. We're going to use techniques and such that we haven't used before, like for Super Bowl with Department of Homeland Safety and other equipment. The issue is communication. Some advisors would tell the chief, don't say too much publicly because you might feel like you're getting boxed in. Other advisors would tell the chief, let's tell the public everything we know to encourage trust and confidence that they can go there and trust that they think we're doing the best thing. You can imagine what side I land on. Mm-hmm. I think you should be out there talking to the public, saying these are the things we're going to do. And then you can explain, look, if a fire truck has to get on Bourbon Royal or Decatur in the middle of Bourbon Street, we want the fire truck to get there and have the fire chief say, yeah, we got to get there. Mm-hmm. If an emergency medical vehicle needs to get to Bourbon Street, this leads us to the conclusion that if we put cement barriers on every cross street from Bourbon and Canal all the way to Esplanade and Canal, what do we do when we need somebody to get them help? We can't move a 1,000-pound piece of concrete by ourselves. These are the kind of things that prepares a community to understand that you're carefully, thoughtfully, and transparently discussing why you're making the decisions you're making to increase trust and confidence and to increase support.
So there would appear to be a vacuum when it comes to the mayor's office and the transition period with Councilmember Moreno. I don't know who's empowered to do what, but do you think these meetings are being held that A is talking to B is talking to C? Because we did have a problem last year with Public Works and who puts the barricades out, et cetera, right?
I think in this case, Mayor-elect Moreno has an opportunity to discuss publicly what she would hope to happen, but she's not in charge. So it's definitely on, and unquestionably it is on Mayor Cantrell. She's not out of office yet. It ain't over yet. It's on her watch. I would be one of the advisors saying, let's be public, let's be loud, let's talk about all what we're trying to do to make sure we're making this safe. And I wouldn't be afraid if something went wrong that we were criticized for talking too much. Public needs to know that you're engaged and your efforts are to make them safe. That's what we've done for decades, and I've seen mayors and governors do it, and I always think that's the right call. I don't know what they think the right call is in the mayor's office, Cantrell, but that's what I would be advising if I was the chief to the mayor. Hey, we got to be out front. We got to be talking. We got to let people know what we think we're going to do differently and why we're not going to do what you think we should do or why we're going to do what you suggested. Build that confidence. Build that rapport. Build that support so that people can feel like they've got the best effort in front of them to come down and enjoy the wonderful New Year's Eve celebration, the Mardi Gras celebration, et cetera.
So a year later, despite all the talk, all of the studies, all of this, all of that, has anything substantially changed?
Only from what I know. From reading the news stories, it always came to what I thought it was going to be. Bourbon Street is not just a place for people to have a party. It's a business. It's a residence. It's a transaction of tourism. I have dear friends who were part of these study groups, and I respect them, and I respect them totally. But if you go to New York City Times Square tonight, and it's not a major event, you walk on the sidewalks, right? Mm-hmm. The cars are on the street, right? When they shut down New York Times Square for a specific event and they can put garbage trucks in bastions, that's because they only do that a couple times a year. Bourbon Street is every night in New Orleans. Royal Street is every day in New Orleans. We have people who live there just like in Times Square. But the difference, I hope I'm making the difference. We can't close Bourbon Street forever. They can't close New York Times forever. You close it when you have to at the moments when it's needed. Otherwise, you got to find a way for the two to coexist. Business, tourism, residents.
Thank you, Chief. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
All right, 8:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.